talking more about the importance of value-added products and what it means to the ag sector. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update being brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. I had the opportunity to visit with U.S. Senator Pete Ricketts of Nebraska about the importance of value-added products. If I may, can I turn that over to the grain side of things when you're in the state of Nebraska talking such things as ethanol, biodiesel, aviation fuel? Give me up to date your thoughts on some of the things going on there.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a huge field for us. For example, we just had folks from Falls City in my office yesterday talking about the Citronic plant down there, which is a $5 billion investment to make polypropylene from a base of ethanol instead of petroleum base. And that really is starting to get us to the point where we're going to see renewable fuels like ethanol be able to replace some of the petroleum products and even expand the amount of opportunities that we have for Nebraska. You also mentioned sustainable aviation fuel. This is an opportunity where we can be a leader in Nebraska as countries are looking to, again, reduce the amount of carbon that are being used in aircraft, airplanes, so forth. I actually had a chance when I was governor to speak to the chairman of Japanese Airlines. And this was a very big concern for them as they look to reach their net zero goal by 2050.
And of course, with all this talk on value-added products, there is a lot of opportunities out there for our producers.
There's lots of products out there. And of course, right now we're benefiting from ethanol. We're looking to push to get E15 all year round. Senator Fisher's had that bill for the last 11 years or so. We came very close to passing that in December. So we're going to be looking to be able to take some of the short-term steps like get E15 all year round, plus see these great investments in other opportunities. So this really has a huge potential for us in the state of Nebraska.
That's your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update has been brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. For WNAX, I'm Keith Lundberg.